USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden says global hunger could increase after Russia suspended a UN deal to let ships carrying Ukrainian grain pass safely. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky called the move rather predictable and says it didn't start today. Russia began deliberately aggravating the food crisis back in September when it blocked the movement of ships with our food. From September to today, 176 vessels have already accumulated in the grain corridor, which cannot follow their route. The Russian Defense Ministry says the reason behind the move was an alleged Ukrainian drone attack Saturday against Russia's Black Sea Fleet ships off the coast of Crimea. Ukraine denied the attack, saying the Russians mishandled their own weapons. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott said Friday's attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is unacceptable. On ABC's This Week, Senator Scott, who heads the National Republican Senatorial Committee, said that attack is a call to calm extreme political rhetoric.
We've got to figure out how to bring our country back together where we have a civil conversation. We have no violence. I mean, this what happened to Paul Pelosi is despicable. It's unacceptable.
The Justice Department is considering whether to bring federal charges against 42-year-old David DePape for the attack. A national mourning period is underway in South Korea after more than 150 people in Seoul are dead. Many got trapped and crushed after a huge Halloween party. About 100,000 people gathered in Itaewon for the country's biggest outdoor Halloween celebration since COVID. BBC reporter Helia Hatton has the details.
It was supposed to be a night of fun. 100,000 people packed into the party district of Itaewon on Saturday, eager to celebrate Halloween for the first time since the pandemic began. But South Korea's Interior Minister, Lee Sung-min, said officials hadn't anticipated so many would flock to Itaewon's narrow streets. He defended the decision not to dispatch more police to the area in advance.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi broke her silence Saturday on the life-threatening hammer attack that left her husband with a fractured skull, saying her family is heartbroken and traumatized. Paul Pelosi, 82, was said to be recovering a day after a madman broke into the couple's San Francisco home early Friday and demanded, "Where's Nancy?" when he found the House Speaker wasn't at home. "Yesterday morning, a violent man broke into our family home, demanded to confront me, and brutally attacked my husband, Paul," Pelosi wrote in a letter to her congressional colleagues. "Our children, our grandchildren, and I are heartbroken and traumatized by the life-threatening attack on our pop." Michigan State players roughed up Michigan defensive back Jaden McBurrows in the Michigan Stadium tunnel following their game Saturday night. After the fourth-ranked Wolverines beat the Spartans 29-7, social media posts showed at least three Michigan State players pushing, punching, and kicking McBurrows in and near a hallway that does not lead to either locker room. Police have launched an investigation into an ugly post-game fight. Astros manager Dusty Baker on the Game 2 win and bouncing back from a forgettable Game 1 loss versus the Phillies.
You know, this team has a short memory on bad occurrences and bad games, and, you know, you can't bring yesterday into today or else it'll continue. You have to start all over again and just realize it's a new day, and hopefully we have a different outcome.
The Astros defeated the Phillies 5-2 in Game 2 of the World Series, which is now tied up at one game apiece. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.